Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 11:09 and 45 seconds here in the great Northeast this beautiful Wednesday, August 27, year of our Lord 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great companies, including Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today because we lost them this year. Like Michael McGurran, Scranton, Nelson Dewahi, Roaring Brook Township, Frank Yarasavage, DuPont, Gerald Jerry Wagner, Hunlock Creek, and Edward Krantz, Greenfield Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that through our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you when we're facing a political party led by lunatics, including the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, a man who needs 21 image makers on our taxpayers' dime to keep him relevant and to get him running for president of the United States. Well, there's a little bit of an issue before that. He's got to win re-election. He can't even get a budget passed. But he's still out there. He's this. I always say this. Josh Shapiro, he's the wolf in sheep's clothing. He's a left-wing lunatic. Do not be mistaken. You got to remember, he let that scumbag Larry Krasner, run wild in Philadelphia. A George Soros-funded DA, another pro-crime Democrat. He let him run wild when he was Attorney General. He let the governor run wild, Governor Wolf, limiting our freedoms and crushing our economy during COVID. And now he's just awful at his job. Oh, but he shows up everywhere there's a camera. A lot of good that does the rest of us. Well, there may be an alternative. She's not declared candidate yet, but we've talked to Stacey Garrity, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's great treasurer. She's an incredibly accomplished woman, a veteran, a great treasurer for the state. She's done so many things, fought for our veterans, even though it wasn't quite her job. And I got to see her recently, and I said, please, tell us what you're up to. And here she is, our state treasurer, Stacey Garrity. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Great to be on with you, and I am fantastic. Thank you.
That's good to hear. Well, you're always upbeat. You have a lot of energy. And if you were to embark upon this trip for governor of Pennsylvania, which we need you desperately, you'll have to even step it up for you.
That's fine. I'm ready.
Tell us, you've been observing Governor Shapiro for these 4 years or 3 years now, and before that as Attorney General. I've seen nothing but political hit jobs. As Attorney General, he came up to Scranton twice and prosecuted people and failed in the prosecutions for some poor prison guards, like regular working class people. He actually prosecuted a janitor. He actually had a 70-some-year-old woman with a perp walk in handcuffs. I mean, all for his own aggrandizement and unbelievable, phony. Top to bottom.
It is unbelievable. And at the same time, Bob, you probably know this, but he granted more commutations than any attorney general in 25 years. And he fought to eliminate mandatory life sentences for murders and rapists. It's crazy. He's just too extreme for our state. Oh, he also fought to allow children to have access to sexually explicit content in our public schools. That's just ridiculous.
Now, how has he gotten you? You're closer to this than we are, even though I follow it. How has he gotten away with this fake image of being a moderate or normal when he's actually as left as anybody we've ever dealt with in the governor's mansion?
You know, I think it's just because the media doesn't cover it, and he seems to get a free pass on everything. I mean, just today, I don't know if you saw this, but a whistleblower came out because his office tried to cover up the elder abuse. It's crazy. So even boys and girls sports. Now, nobody really talked about this, but in July, at the end of July, he said that he doesn't stand with parents. He doesn't stand with female athletes, but he stands with radical liberals that are pushing a political agenda. So he promised to veto any bill that would protect girls' sports from being forced to include biological males. That's not fairness, and it's not leadership, and really, it's a betrayal of common sense.
Right now, and then you go to philosophy, and he's all in on the left-wing lunatic agenda for the reasons you stated and otherwise, but it goes further. There's a level of incompetence. He can't even protect his own governor's mansion.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was bad.
I mean, beyond an embarrassment, because it falls to him. He's in charge of the state police. He's in charge of his security detail. We got our own governor's mansion burned like it was wartime. On to another subject. He cannot get a budget passed. He wants to spend more money than the state is going to take in because it's an election year budget for him.
Well, Bob, every single year he's been in office, he has spent more than what the state has brought in. Just the year that we just finished at the end of June, he spent almost $3 billion more than what we brought in. And if we would have adopt his proposed budget, in 2 years we would be totally out of the surplus plus the rainy day fund, and you and I know what that means, tax increases. Yeah. And Pennsylvanians can't afford it.
And it's the typical of pure politicians like him who they're going to just hang in there somehow until after they're elected and then raise the taxes.
Oh, absolutely. The timing is, it works out actually in time for him to run for president. But make no doubt about it, if we have four more years of Josh Shapiro, there's no way around it, because he's not taking advantage of, you know, our natural resources that we have here, the natural gas that we have right under our feet.
Stacey Garrity is our guest. She's our Commonwealth of Pennsylvania treasurer, and she is considering a bid. Is that where we're at the moment, where you're considering a bid for governor of Pennsylvania next year?
Well, Bob, I know you were on vacation, but I announced.
Oh, good. I thought I heard you were going to, and you may have even said that to me when I saw you.
But, I think I did.
Okay. Well, great stuff. All right. What are your plans for your campaign? What are the things you're doing now, other than radio appearances, putting together an organization, raising money, all that kind of thing? Tell us about your game plan.
Right. So we just announced, about a week ago. So right now we're, making plans for state committee, because I'm planning to get that endorsement September 20th. And then we're going to have six rally-style events, and at the same time, putting together a team. And the first thing we're going to tackle is peeling off the Republicans from the Southeast. So right now, Shapiro, he has quite the lead, but if we peel that off, he immediately goes to single digits. So that's going to be the first order of business.
Everybody says, and I mean, common until you announce, frankly, I was telling people he's got too much money. He's fooled too many people. He can't be beat. What does State Treasurer Stacey Garrity say to that?
Well, I'm definitely not as well polished as Josh Shapiro, and I'm not as good of a politician. He is a prolific fundraiser, and we all know that this is going to be a tough race, but I will tell you this, and you know that, I'm a tough worker. In my first race for treasurer, I got outspent 11-1, but pulled out a victory against a popular incumbent. And then this last time around, I got more votes for my reelection than any candidate in Pennsylvania history, including Josh Shapiro. So I've been an underdog my whole life in the Army and in the private sector and in politics, and that's why I've been able to succeed when the odds are stacked against me. But you know what? We have an opportunity to really turn our state around. And I think, our state has been mediocre for so many years that people think that this is just the way it has to be, and it doesn't have to be this way. We could be leading the nation. We could be creating jobs by unleashing the natural gas we have under our feet. That would create billions of dollars in economic opportunity for our communities. And you know what? Let's talk about school choice. I think parents should be in the driver's seat of their kids' education. And I know you agree with that.
Yep. I said this yesterday. He even went back on his promise to allow kids from failing public schools to go to other public schools. He even went back on that.
He did. And you know what? Right now, we spend $2 billion more a year than when he first came into office. And you know what? Half of our kids can read at grade level. And it's just ridiculous. That's a horrible return on investment. But like typical Democrats, he just wants to keep throwing more money at issues and hoping that they somehow miraculously fix themselves.
Well, and one more issue that's near to my heart. He's not pro-choice. He's pro-abortion, and he cut off funding, not for Planned Parenthood, the abortion mill, but for centers for life, basically, places where, like the Providence Pregnancy Center, that help people through pregnancies. And he cut off all their funding just to prove his bona fides as a left-wing lunatic on abortion.
I know. Tom Wolf didn't even cut that.
Yep.
So, it's totally ridiculous. We should be, we should be helping women and making sure that they know everything that there is to offer instead of trying to force them into a decision that, they might not want to make.
Yeah. Well, Stacey Garrity, I'm excited to have you. Could come on anytime. I want you to know that. Anytime you have an issue, anytime you have something to address, you are more than welcome on the program. Just let us know. I'm excited that you're running for governor. I'm very happy that you are, and you stay safe and strong on the campaign trail and as our great treasurer.
I will. Thank you so much for having me, Bob, and I look forward to being on a lot more.
Anytime. You know it.
All right, my friend.
Thank you. Stacey Garrity, our candidate for governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We'll be back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
James Taylor, this date 1977. He moved from number 12 to number 5 with his hit Handy Man. He's a goofy bastard, but, you know, good musician. We like his songs. Somebody, by the way, before that, Michael Vick. That was 2007. I don't know. There is something. I mean, it's an abhorrent practice, dogfighting. And he suffered gravely for that crime. But I really rooted for him when he came back. Didn't have a great career after he came back, but he did some things. And just that he came back was a good thing. Hey, somebody texted in, Bob, if Stacey Garrity has a puncher's chance, nobody wants this insane transgender society and gender operations on our innocent children. If McCormick beat a household name like Casey over this issue, Garrity can beat Shapiro. I agree. It's not going to be easy. He's going to have more money than God to lie. Because it's his platform for president. So he wants to win and win big. Somebody texted in something I was mentioning to Stacey Garrity. LTS, don't forget, he, Kenny, and Krasner presided over Philadelphia, becoming the murder capital of America and the largest open-air drug market in Kensington. Jimmy from Harvey's Lake reminds us. He's been awful. Don't forget the failed prosecutions here in Northeast Pennsylvania with the Scranton School District and the Lackawanna County Jail. Going after poor prison guards. And they were pleading because they had no resources to fight back. And it was trumped up crimes for his and the Scranton Times political agenda. Somebody texts in, the Cracker Barrel logo change was a publicity stunt, like when International House of Pancakes proclaimed they were changing to International House of Burgers. No, it wasn't. No, these people were dead serious. And I'm curious because, you know, the remodeling, Mr. Paul pointed this out. One of our executive, well, he is our executive producer. The remodel is about a lot more. They want to take away the identity of the restaurant because it was Americana, old Americana. That's what a Cracker Barrel store is all about. They wanted to take it away. They hated it. It represented America. And these left-wing globalist corporate CEOs who think everything should be like Park Slope in Brooklyn. They don't know us. They don't like us. Isn't that clear? The Democrat Party and all of these woke CEOs and corporate executives, they don't like us. They don't care if we're their customers. They don't like us. And they hate worse that they can't change us. They can't stop us from voting the way we vote. They can't stop us from thinking the way we think. They can't stop us from loving this country the way it was founded and the way it was meant to be and the ingredients that made this country the greatest force for good in the history of the planet, in the history of humanity. And all that Americana bothers the hell out of them. All the stuff at those beautiful Cracker Barrel stores. Go down there before they ruin it, and let's hope they don't ruin it. They claim they're continuing with the renovations. And those renovations, I was saying it yesterday, I said, wait a minute. We've got, I mean, here's a store that has a unique story. Cracker Barrel. Like, it's got a story to tell. It's got its identity. Sell the identity. Now, and remember, follow the reasoning. It's got a unique place in the market. It's got a unique shtick. Now, what you do if you care about the company and care about your customers is you do your shtick better. You don't make it homogenized and like any other roadside chain. You keep its uniqueness. No, they wanted to destroy the American features of this chain. And they still do, by the way. You know, DEI, how most of these companies, they've stopped the DEI, but they've transmorphed it into something else within the corporation. They haven't gotten rid of it. They still want to destroy what America is, a meritocracy. And a place that believes in itself. Now, somebody with an opposite opinion, Bob, just like Wayne Bank just changed their logo. Well, Wayne Bank's a great American company. Very different, by the way. This woman, I've watched her. She's a typical left winger. And I was watching on Laura Ingraham last night. They brought this guy onto the board who was a DEI consultant and specialist. Well, what did you think was going to happen next? Somebody says, Cracker Barrel did not, you're wrong. Cracker Barrel did not just want a simple change. They wanted to rebrand and recreate the company. They didn't like what it was. Well, what the hell are you doing running it for? You're running it to ruin it? And by the way, are you going to tell me now that Bud Light knew what they were doing with Dylan Mulvaney? These people are insane. These people are committed. It doesn't matter if it's Mayor Cognetti or this CEO. They are committed to their agenda. And they just like communists, they meld into the woodwork and come back at you in another way. That's why we play the battle is over, but the war goes on. Well, the program goes on, but we've got to hear from our great sponsors. Let's do that. We'll come back with a Veterans Tribute, the weather, and you, 570-883-0098 to call or text.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My Red, White, and Blue by Coffee Anderson. Thank you for that. So I tell you, we can't do the show without you. And a reminder, you go to the Bloomsburg Legion, you'll see a stone outside. What is a veteran? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who, at one point in his or her life, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount up to and including his or her life. Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga, and his incredible companies, including Basiliga Hospitality. Just the mention of all these great stops makes my mouth water. Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern, and the great Trips Parts section of West Side, Scranton Art House, First Run Movie Theater in downtown Scranton, Aterra 519, one of the finest dining experiences anywhere. Sergey's Live running underneath, both at 519 Linden Street, Scranton, the nightclub. Queen City Tavern in Oliphant. You'll love it. And the incomparable old world, old school Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Gerald Jerry Wagner. We lost him August 11th. He was 82 years old. Preceded in death by siblings, four of them. But he survived by sisters Elaine, Bonnie, Glenda, Michelle, Cheryl, and brothers Tim, Lynn, Donald, Kevin. Big family. He was a graduate of Lake Lehman High School, class of 61. He then served for more than 15 years as its proud Navy storekeeper while in Vietnam performing counterinsurgency work. He also served aboard Naval Air Stations Quonset Point and Bermuda and aboard the USS Procyon, the USS Vulcan, and the USS John King. After leaving the Navy, he worked with the Military Sealift Command, serving aboard the U.S. Navy ship Hayes. He then worked for more than 20 years for Newport News Shipbuilding, eventually returning to Dallas, PA. He was awarded the Republic of Vietnam Technical Service Honor Medals, which were rarely awarded to foreigners. He loved car racing. He was a supporter and sponsor of Rainbow Racing all over the East Coast. He was buried out of Swanson Funeral Home, Hunlock Creek. Jerry Wagner, August 11th, 2025. Edward Krantz. He was 78 years old when we lost him August 8th. He was from Greenfield Township. His wife was by his side when he died. He survived by her. They were married 53 years. Dorothy Davis Krantz, married in 1972. Born in Carbondale, graduate of the great St. Rose High School in that city. He then attended the University of Scranton. He was a U.S. Army veteran during the Vietnam era. Lifelong faithful member of Our Lady of Rosary Parish, Carbondale, and the American Legion Post in Mayfield. He worked construction his whole life, owned and operated Greenfield Terrace Construction Company for 20 years. He later worked for the great Grimm Construction Company, Waymart, and the Hadley Construction Company, Pittston. He was truly a man of faith, devoted to his wife and family. He survived by his wife and three great nieces who he helped raise and called his girls, and a slew of other family members. Edward Krantz. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snediger. Today, sunny with a passing shower possible, 70 degrees. Tonight, clear and cool, 50. Thursday, sunny with a chance of evening showers, 75. Friday, partly sunny with a few scattered showers, 70. And I heard tell on the morning news that the weather's going to be great this weekend. Let us hope so. Got the big polenta dinner up at Johnny Anelli. I got to, you know, I'm looking forward to it all year. So let's hope the weather holds out for us. Pat Benatar, she released her debut album in the heat of the night. Murph picked Heartbreaker for her, but this date, 1979, and there you go. More Democrat insanity, proof of their insanity. Hillary and Joe talking about, oh, with such passion, now they're going to protect the flag. And now Trump's a dictator because he's going to protect the flag. And by the way, I'm not for a law against flag burning. Let the idiots do it. Let us know. I want to know who they are. But that's besides the point. The hypocrisy of these fools. I'd love to hear Hillary's sentiments on it. Well, it'll be the same as everybody in the cult. Everybody in the left-wing lunatic cult. By the way, Pastor Mitch checking in, saying, God bless the veterans. God bless the USA. LTS back at you. He says, God bless me. I have been. I've been greatly blessed. Speaking of Mother Teresa for August 27th, she says, what you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. We'll take a break and be back. Murph tells us that on this date, 1992, the handwritten lyrics from John Lennon for the Beatles' hit A Day in the Life sold at Sotheby's auction for $87,000. This from the newsroom. Not of WILK, but of the Bob Cadaro Show. Millions are dying every day from the Medicaid cuts contained in the big mediocre bill. Millions dead. More on this later if we're still alive. Do you see these fools? They'll say anything. Somebody texted in. Bob, the Democrats will do or say anything to get your vote. They have absolutely no moral values, conviction on any issue. Only what'll help them get elected, like fake cuts they make about Medicare and Social Security, to scare you to vote for them. So sad. And our condolences to the millions who have died, the millions who've been killed by ICE agents, the millions who've died under the onerous cuts to Medicaid, Social Security, and the millions who've been slaughtered in Washington, D.C. by our National Guard. Oh, the humanity, the humanity. Well, we're going to finish with Jackson Brown. Because it's exactly what I feel. This date, 1977, he recorded his hit Stay live at the Meriwether Post.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.